Next up is agenda item 11, that is PR 2022-007322. Minor plat 2025-00031, request for minor plat submitted by Stephanie Shumsky as agent for the City of Albuquerque. We request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots tracks 1B1, Chancellor Subdivision, zoned MXH and located at 12201 Central Avenue Northeast and 119 Burma Drive Northeast between Huantabo and Burma, containing approximately 1.1576 acres. Let's see, do we have Ms. Shumsky here? Hello. Could you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. My name is Stephanie Shumsky. I'm a project manager with the City of Albuquerque's Metropolitan Redevelopment Agency. We're located in City Hall, 87103 Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're on the fourth floor and we're at P.O. Box 1293.
Thank you so much. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Item PLT 2025-00031 is a minor plat to combine three existing lots into one lot at 12201 Central Avenue Northeast and 119 Burma Drive Northeast. The intent of this replat is to make the property ready for redevelopment in accordance with its MXH zoning and the East Gateway Metropolitan Redevelopment Area and plan goals. The neighborhood associations provided by the Office of Neighborhood Coordination were notified as required. No comments were received. And that concludes my presentation. And I'll stand for any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Shumsky. I don't think I had any questions at this point. Let's go ahead and see if there's any public comment. And if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone here in attendance, this is agenda item 11. It's a request for a minor plat located at 12201 Central 119 Burma. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Not seeing anyone with the hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 11. Last call for public comment on agenda item 11. Okay, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Water Authority has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. That takes us to Hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen. If you'd please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. The following comment is basically a leftover from the sketch plot that I didn't see addressed. Central is a principal arterial within a major transit corridor and requires 6 to 10 foot sidewalks with a 6 to 10 foot landscape buffer. Burma and Lynn are both local roads and require 5 foot sidewalk with 4 to 6 foot landscape buffers. Sidewalks on Central and Burma require widening, and Lynn requires extension to its connection with Burma. For any future development, an approved TCL be required. Also, a traffic scoping form will need to be submitted to determine if a traffic study will be required.
Okay. Thank you. Any comment or question about those, Ms. Shumsky?
No, and that will occur with the redevelopment.
So you're saying the widening and the extension of the sidewalk will occur with redevelopment?
That's the plan.
Okay. Typically, we need those items placed on an infrastructure list. They don't have to be completed right now, but it's just to kind of like a placeholder for that work.
Okay, so do I need to put that on an infrastructure list, or do you put that on an infrastructure list, or that will they be a condition of approval of this plat?
It needs to be, you as the applicant need to put it on an infrastructure list.
Okay.
And can that be a condition?
Normally it's not, but since this is another city agency, is Mr. Biazar in? I'd like his opinion on this.
The city, yeah, and the city won't be developing this. It'll go out to RFP in January for like a third party developer.
Oh, so you would be leaving it up to a third party to build that
Right. We
infrastructure.
usually go out to RFP and then people bid on it, like for affordable housing or so forth. And then they meet with the city departments and provide whatever infrastructure is required. That's usually part of our development agreements with them, is that they have to provide the required infrastructure.
Okay, so oh, that makes it a little
I know, I
bit tricky.
understand the need to try to get the infrastructure like when the subdivision is taking place. But given that we don't really know what's going to go there yet, or we're not the developer, I don't know if making it a condition would work, or just having an infrastructure list maybe that we could attach to the RFP. I don't know how.
Yeah, it's an unusual situation that I'm not used to seeing. That's why I'd like a little guidance. I didn't see Mr. Biazar still in the meeting. Jay, would you have any input on this?
This is Jay Rodenbach. I mean, it's one of these situations, Ernest, where if the plat, so if site development is going to cover the entirety of the site, we know that in the future, and it goes through DFT, we can tie that infrastructure to the site plans and without any potential, without too much issue. Although if they're piecemeal, it's more difficult than going, tying it all to platting.
Yeah, okay.
I can see it can potentially be tied to the site plan, to the site development. But again, it just depends on, if you've got infrastructure that is needed but isn't within the subject property of a future site plan, that's where you kind of get into some issues with tying the infrastructure to a site plan. In that case, you want to tie it to a plat. And I defer to you and the engineers and Parks and Rec when it comes to any infrastructure that you feel needs to be tied to the plat rather than the site plan. But
Okay.
I know we commonly tie infrastructure to site plans. It's just that, like I said, if this is a situation where we have a larger area it's going to feature infrastructure that's not within the subject property of a future site plan. It really probably needs to be tied to a plat.
Okay, I understand. I can understand that. And Mr. Hearing Officer, just to add on that, we MRA usually doesn't, or hasn't in the past, done a lot of platting. We usually leave that up to the developer, whoever responds to the RFP or wins that award. That way they can plat it however they want. We just thought it might be easier for this particular property. And we're thinking about doing that type of work in the future to kind of make the sites more ready for development. But I do understand the timing and the need to get the offsite infrastructure installed, and at what point is it appropriate to require that? I mean, the easiest way to get it done is at subdivision, right? I mean, that's the easiest way to do it. But I mean, really, however you guys want to condition it or whatever, we can work with that. And that'll kind of help us moving forward with when these types of issues come up again. We'll kind of be better prepared to know what to do with them.
Yeah, I think it's sort of like a structural issue in the IDO that like this is really when the city and other agencies have the hooks to require
Yes.
exactions, and
Yes.
later on the opportunity's passed and
Exactly.
rights are vested, and so it's really critical that we get what we need at the right time. But were you going to say something, Mr. Armijo?
Yeah, I was just thinking about this as we're discussing it. It's like, so if we can attach an infrastructure list to the plat, knowing that when it is turned over, that way when they RFP it, any potential developer knows that they will be responsible for that, I think that would cover us.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Is the applicant Stephanie? Could you confirm? Is this is an MRE? You're with MRE. Is this
Yes.
this is owned by the city of Albuquerque, right?
Yes, sir.
So Ernest, right now as it is, we could craft infrastructure how we need to, and they don't necessarily need to go through a finance. They d may not need to go through a financial guarantee IIA process at this time if it's city-owned property.
Right.
But I know when it comes to the items on the infrastructure list, we can amend it as we need to.
Right.
If it's tied to the plat, the recording of the plat would be predicated on getting all of the infrastructure items figured out with you engineers and with Parks and Rec, and making sure that everything's good before final sign off and recording of the plat. But we can work on the language of the items that need to be on the infrastructure list, and we can condition that an infrastructure. I don't think we have one at all, right now.
Right.
Yeah, we can definitely we can condition all of that with the infrastructure list, and make and work with the applicant's team after the DHO approval of the plat, should the DHO approve this plat. I know we've done that.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you correct, I can go ahead and just say that we'll ask MRA to create the infrastructure list. Attach it to the plat. That way, when it's RFP'd, the incoming developer knows that they will be responsible for that infrastructure.
Yeah, that could definitely be done. I mean,
Okay.
the only thing I'm just noting again is that if it's tied to the plat, it's tied to the sign off of the plat as well. This is a minor plat, so we won't be able to sign off on the plat as DFT and staff and the city engineer until we work out that infrastructure list and the items on the infrastructure list. But we can definitely condition that for sign off.
Okay. Okay.
Does that sound reasonable, Ms. Chomsky?
That sounds fairly reasonable. I'd like to hear if there's any other conditions. And just to clarify that, the infrastructure list, the city might not install it, or the developer might not install it, but that might be a negotiation point, meaning that it has to be installed, but by whom? Could be up for negotiation through the development agreement process, ensuring that the city will get that infrastructure.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Infrastructure improvements, they follow with the transfer of ownership. I mean, there's
Right.
a, yeah, whoever owns the property is going to be responsible for the different stages of the infrastructure improvements. And we're just talking about right now the financial guarantee for the future construction of improvements. But
Okay.
yeah, it,
Okay. Okay. What are we? Are Was that it, or are there other conditions from other departments?
There might be as we go through.
Okay, we're not done. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So, Mr. Armijo or Ms. Rodenbeck, will one of you draft up a proposed condition?
Yes, I will put it in the chat right now.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's go next to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments?
This is Anthony Montoya, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code had no comments nor objections to this case. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Parks and Recreation. Marcelo Ibarra, please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to the requested action. Thank you.
Thank you. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. I will be delivering those.
I just had a, I will be.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra.
I just have a couple of conditions. The first one is application number must be added to the plat and infrastructure list, and the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. Thank you.
Thank you. Please put those into the chat. Appreciate it. Okay. Anything else for any of the DFT? All right. Anything else to add, Ms. Chomsky?
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. I believe this item is ready for
Sorry, Mr.
decision. Oh,
Hadassar.
yes.
Sorry. Marcelo, we need to make sure that we have a, with an infrastructure list now, a condition of approval that we receive a recorded IIA prior to final sign-off. Well, it's a city project, though. Sorry. It's a city project. Yep. Sorry.
Oh,
They
yeah.
were not really looking for it. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, again, this is agenda item 11, PR 2022-0007322, minor plat 2025-00031. It is a request for minor plat. And having reviewed the record and heard the testimony today, this item's ready for decision. I hereby approve said agenda item with the associated project and application numbers. Because the application meets all applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. Bear with me one second. First, the DHO approval date must be added to the plat. Next, please. Oh, give me a second. The chat is freezing up on me. Okay, next, the transportation condition. An infrastructure list needs to be created, including sidewalk widening and extension listed in the comments. Next, the application number must be added to the plat and the infrastructure list. Very good. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it all. That concludes agenda item 11.